for me, going forward, we will only get better, in my opinion. Those young players will get valuable experience, and in the second half of the season, like it was last year, I expect us to pick up more points in the first half of the season. Yes, we are pretty there in the roundabout where I thought we was.
You said it a lot last season, how important making substitutions were in the game and when you had a fit and firing forward line. Are you looking at your options now that fitness-wise, touch wood, people are coming back to fitness? Are you looking at some really good options now?
Like the season has shown, our front line is pretty impressive. The amount of goals we scored with one game less than most of our competitors is a top third in the league. Our problem is on the opposite side. We are at the moment, we had a few changes in the back with Ben Davies and Conor McLaughlin and in midfield as well. So we as a team, and it starts not only the defenders or the goalkeeper, it starts from the front. Our defensive play has to improve, but with our front line, with the amount of goals we scored, Devante Cole and Jordi and Ash Hunter and Corners coming back now, I think I'm pretty pleased and I'm happy with what I have.
Are you seeing signs in training that as a defensive unit, the methods that yourself and Rob and everyone else on the coaching staff works with, that things are beginning to click?
It's not so much the methods, it's more about the concentration. Our general display again in Shrewsbury was very, very good, but absolutely according to plan. We played the leader in the league with a very impressive run of results, and we went toe-to-toe. They didn't deserve to win the game, we didn't deserve to win. There was a fair draw, and then the lack of concentration. And it's not one player that would have been easy to fix. This week is that one, the next one is another one. It's a little bit the inexperience we have to get it over the line, to get the results over the line. But we will get better, because sometimes you have to burn your fingers, and that is painful. It's very painful, like it was last Saturday, to concede 2 minutes before the end. But those experience hopefully will make us better.
It's easy to forget. I mean, a lot of people won't want to dwell back on last season too much, and you've said that before. It doesn't matter where we were last season, it matters this year. But the terrific run that you had hadn't started yet by this point last year. You went on a run just before Christmas that took you right up the table, didn't you?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that as an excuse, but we lost four players from our starting 11, who more or less played nearly 100% of the games, and three of them have been very experienced, and the fourth one is playing on the championship every single game for Preston. So that is a big miss for a team like Fleetwood. We cannot replace that quality from one week to another. The players we brought in, very talented, very ambitious, but lots of them didn't have the games under the belt, so they need to learn by playing. And in the moment we do one or two mistakes too many because of the lack of experience, but that will come as long as we all believing in our methods, in our togetherness, in our character, in our belief, in our DNA, we will pick up in the second half.
Is that what you've tried to do this season? Maybe for supporters and everybody else to say, look, we are a different team than we were last year. We are going to make mistakes, but bear with us. We're learning here on the job, so to speak.
My job is only to speak about the facts, and that are the facts. I'm not making them up. That are the facts. And you could see that we are a club, we have a lot of young players, I call it lots of projects, where we want to eventually sell them. And that is the future. I always said, the owner is not judging me always only after results, he's judging me. We're selling a player each year. And that is as important as getting the results. Obviously, the crowd and everybody involved from last year wish that everything continues like it was last year. And we started the season like last year, but then to hold a certain level of consistency with everything what you do. Is it in the morning when you come to the training, how you train, how you prepare, how you perform, how you recover? When you have a lot of young players, not experienced pros, sometimes it's inconsistency is the word, and that is what my message is, and my work is with my staff to level that out, that we get more consistent in everything what we do.
Is there a sense that in January any more experienced players might help you, or do you feel that the route you're going is the right one?
I think the route we're going, we have all signed up for that, and that will not change. Is it sometimes helpful to have maybe one more in a unit, one more or two more in two units experienced player? I think that would help us, but our DNA will not change. Majority of our players and signings will be young, will be possible sales objects. That's what we try to do. We try to develop players, to get results, and also sell. the youngest squad. Not in the moment, not the youngest starting 11, but the youngest squad. That are the facts. That is what we have signed up. And then you can't not worrying or being too disappointed when you be a little bit inconsistent, when you do one or too many mistakes than last year. Last year we didn't play all the time fantastic football, but we had the know-how, the experience, robustness to get it over the line, to get draws over the line, to get wins over the line. And in the moment we are a little bit naive in certain situations that we will work on. I would have liked to get a point at Shrewsbury, because that would have been really good scumfob in Shrewsbury to get something out of both games. That was a bitter lesson against Shrewsbury, because we didn't deserve that. My players, what they have put in, how they performed, didn't deserve that defeat. But Shrewsbury had them in the moment, have the momentum for them, and they worked really hard to get that momentum, and they got the lady luck on their side. But in general, I think we just need to continue working hard. Starts today. We had yesterday off today, and then we are in till the game on Saturday, and we are ready.
You're pretty much yourselves on Oxford. Have a very similar record this season so far, so you're expecting quite a tough one.
I can, after seeing them now twice, I can always say people from Fleetwood come to the stadium, I think they will become goals on both sides.
You think there's some areas where you can exploit them?
Yes, but they are also very good going forward, so I think there will be an entertainment match.
Just before I let you go, in terms of you don't like to speak too much about injuries, but squad-wise, are you looking in quite good shape?
Conor McElhaney is back now, he's playing now, he started games. We're still not 100% fit, but we don't expect that. It will come eventually, it will take a little bit of time, but apart from that, we are fine.